So, again, my name is LaShawn. I'm going to go ahead and turn the call over. Everyone have a wonderful day, and praise God. Amen.
Amen. Good morning, good morning. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Sister LaShawn. Awesome, awesome, awesome. God truly blesses these mighty women of God with these themes. Wonder Working Wednesday. The Lord is truly working it out for each one of us. And I want to say good morning. My name is Robin Wilson, and I am here in New Jersey. And I welcome you to the Master's Call. Praise God. It is truly a wonderful, wonderful worked out Wednesday. Thank you for that, Lord. Well, the Master's Call was started in October 25th, 2010. And the founders of the call is our Dr. P.K. Roberts in Colorado Springs, Colorado, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon in Dallas, Texas. They were given the vision by the Lord, and we thank them for having this call because it truly has been a blessing to each and every single one of us. And what we do on the Master's Call, we start our day off with him. We start with prayer. We get filled with the Word of God from one of the anointed speakers that come forward. And we end this call with prayer. And then each one of us, we go out into the marketplace because we are truly his ministers in the marketplace. And we're that light dispelling darkness in the name of Jesus. We have an email address for you, and our email address is themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. And we invite you to send us your prayer requests, send us your praise reports, and if you would like to be one of our intercessors, give us a quick little note, and we will definitely follow up with you. We would love to have you join us because we go before the King, and we pray on behalf of the saints on the call. We also have a website for you, and our website is themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. And again, that is themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. And all of our messages have been archived from the beginning. Yes, that's from the beginning, way back in October 2010. You can go to that website. You can see all of the messages. You can download those messages. Take your time. Listen to the word. Eat the word. Get filled with the word. And then go and impart the word into somebody else. Our mission statement for the Master's Call, we are here to enrich, to enhance, and to empower believers as they begin their day. And that's exactly what takes place. When we leave this call, we are enriched, we are enhanced, and we are empowered knowing that we can do anything through Christ because he is our strength. And the scripture that we stand on is found in Psalms 88:13, and it reads, "But to you I've cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Now, the thread that has brought many of us together, because quite a few of us here on this call, we are Artists International Distributors. And Artists International is an awesome, awesome company. And it's a company that was founded by the Diaz de Leon family. It's a Christian-based company. I am so glad of that because we are equally yoked with them. They put Jesus first in everything that they do. And we have a big event that's getting ready to take place in a couple of days. As a matter of fact, many of you are leaving today. God is working it out for you. You're getting on the plane, and you're flying into Las Vegas, and it's for our extravaganza. And that's a huge event for us. It's major. You can go to our website, I Am Artist, and find out more about this event and more about our company. You can even go back to the person that invited you to the call, and they'll be glad to share Artists International with you. And don't feel bad if you're not a distributor. We love you. We're glad you're here, and we want you to continue to keep coming. And one of the things I want to share with you, because we always try to just mention different things that are going on with Artists International, there was a conference call that was on a regular basis, and it was held by Coach Madeline. And I'm letting everyone know that at this time, the call has been suspended for a period of about 90 days. And again, I'm going to mention that Coach Madeline's call has been suspended for 90 days. And when we find out additional information, we'll be glad to let you know. But I just wanted to give you that information in case you were trying to call in. It has been suspended for a short period of time. So now, without further ado, I would love to go ahead and call Minister Benita to the front. If you would come and open us up in prayer so we can go ahead with the call. Minister Benita, are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister Robin. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. God bless you. Take it away.
Praise God. Well, good morning, Master's Call family. Scripture says, 1 Thessalonians 5:16 in the Amplified Version, be happy in your faith and rejoice and be glad-hearted continually, always. I will always be happy in my faith. Praise God. And I would like to bless the message and the messenger and clear the airways of any distractions that may happen. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. And again, good morning, Master's Call family. Back to you, Minister Robin.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much for opening us up in prayer. That's right. The atmosphere is cleared in the mighty name of Jesus, and the message can come forward. And again, I want to say thank you, Minister LaShawn, for working it out Wednesday and greeting the people. Now I bring to you, many of us, we know her. Some of you may not, but you will get to hear this anointed woman of God today. She is my sister in the Lord. She is also known as Miss Sunshine. She is truly filled with the joy of the Lord. She comes with the presence of God in her voice, and I know that she is sold out to our King. Minister Tiffany Lauderdale, she was born and raised in Southern California, nice and hot in California. She is the mother of precious Kalon Taj Williams. That is her pride and joy. Tiffany is the middle child. She has an older sister, Yvette, and she has a younger brother, Aaron. And she also graduated from California State University in Long Beach with a BS degree in criminal justice. Tiffany loves to travel. She loves to encourage people. She's truly a woman of God. She's an evangelist. She is an avid golfer. So is her son, Kalon. She likes basketball, and she is also glad to be part of this call because this call has truly, truly matured her into her calling. And as the Lord continues to stretch her, she blesses us. So without further ado, I bring to you my sister in the Lord, who I love, Minister Tiffany, are you there?
I am here, Minister Robin. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. God bless you, precious. It's all yours.
Amen, amen. Thanks be to God. To God be the glory for the great things that he is doing in our lives. To Dr. Vanessa and Dr. PK, thank you. Thank you for this platform, and thank you for your yes for the Master's Call. To my sisters who lead on this line every week, thank you. Thank you for being a part of my life. And to each of you who call in from coast to coast, thank you, thank you so much just for shouting out your name and just for your presence here, because truly my life would not be the same without each of you. And having to be up here on Pacific Standard Time, which in a minute a lot of you will join me in that time zone, it truly is a blessing, for truly I know that in that early part of the morning that everything is truly all about the Master, and there's no other way that I will look forward to starting my day Monday through Friday. So I thank God for each of you, and I bless God for who he is in my life. This morning, as my sister has already said, that this is God is working some things out, and truly he is on the throne and he is working. So my title for my message today that the Lord has given to me is God is working it out. Simply, God is working it out. And if you would turn your Bibles to Romans chapter 8, verse 28, it says in the New King James Version, "And we know that all things work for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose." See, here on the Master's Call, I know that we're all called by God, and I know that each and every single one of us have a purpose. Even though sometimes in our life we go through challenges, we go through dark places, we go through unforgiveness, we seem to be in lack, we go through unemployment, we are lonely sometimes, we're in pain, we're hurt, we're worried. But see, we all have a purpose, and know that whatever place you are in, God is in that place with you, because he says that nothing can separate us from his love in Romans 8:38. Nothing. So no matter what place you are in, no matter what situation you're in, God is working it out. See, he just needs for you today to move out of his way. See, a lot of times it's not about what God is not doing. God just simply is telling you this morning, move out of my way. No longer is this your situation to handle. No longer is this your problem to try to figure out. No longer is it for you to worry about how you're going to get from A to B. Let me be the God in your life. Let me do it. Stop trying to handle it on your own. This is not a sign of weakness. You know, a lot of us say, you know what, but I'm a strong person. I'm a strong person, and if I just give up, then that's going to show that I'm weak. No, that's not going to show that you're weak. That's going to show that you're strong, and then you have the strength of God. Philippians tells you, you can do all things through him. All things through him. You can't do it by yourself. So no longer try to do it by yourself. God wants to work in your life today. See, God has all power to do all things according to his purpose. See, when he created you, he already knew that on this day where you would be. He knew what you were going to be doing, but he's just waiting for you to allow him to work in your life. He created you. He made you fearfully and wonderfully made. See, God knows. But you need to allow him to work in your life. Matthew 11:28 says, "Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." How many of you this morning have casted everything upon the Lord? That means that all those things that I called out in the beginning, the worries, the hurt, the pain, the unforgiveness, the clutter that's going in your life, you know, the grudges you're holding with people, all of that, put it in a trash bag today. Go into your kitchen or go into your supply closet, go into your garage, get a trash bag out today and put all of that stuff in there. Walk it out of your driveway or wherever you are and put it on the curb out there for the trash man to pick up. And the trash man outside in the physical world is the trash man, but the man that I'm calling you today to put your trash in so that he can pick up that bag and take it on is Jesus Christ. So you say, Lord, I need you to come into my life today to remove all this hurt that I have, to remove all pains. I'm giving you these bills, Lord. I'm giving you this lack. I'm giving you this place of unemployment that I'm in, oh God. I'm putting this in the bag, and I'm giving it to you, because he said, cast all of your burdens upon me. So we are not supposed to live burdened down. Allow those weights and the sins and the failures and the hurts and disappointments and fears to be no longer with you. Give them to God today. Be free today. Walk in freedom today. Walk in purpose. Live your life on purpose. Release it and let it go. Allow God to do a new thing in your life and let him start today. Why? Because the Bible tells you that your latter will be greater than before. But if you don't allow the latter to start, then you're going to be stuck in the same place. So release it today and let it go. Allow God to be your God. And know that you have a purpose. Even when people tell you you're not this and you're not that, you're not nothing but a failure, you're never going to be successful, you're not good in this, you're not good in that, don't let them speak that into your ear. Shut your ears off. Because the Lord said, you are fearfully and wonderfully made. And know that God is working it out. Even when you don't think he is, know that he is. All the time is not your time. And see, our time and our thinking is not like God's. He's so much higher than us. You will never be able to figure out what he's doing and how he's going to do it. So let him do it. Don't even try to figure it out no more. Just say, okay, Lord, I know you're at work in my life. And it might seem a hard thing to do, but I'm telling you, once you get in that in your mindset, it makes everything so much easier. So move out of God's way today. Sit in the passenger seat on the car. Let him drive you today. Sit in the co-pilot seat on the plane or the passenger seat on the plane and let him be your pilot today. Let him walk with you today if you're out walking. If you're just sitting down somewhere, leave that seat empty and let him sit there with you. Let him be your coach. Let him be your friend. Let him be your confidant. Let him be your boss. Let him be the healer in your life. Let him be your deliverer. Let him be God in your life. Mark 16, 19 through 20, it talks about the ascension of Jesus Christ. And the disciples, they were obedient to what Jesus said. Let me read to you what it says. It says, verse 19, so then after the Lord had spoken to them, he was received up into heaven, glory to God, and sat down at the right hand of God, and they went out and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word through the accompanying signs, amen. See, God was working with the disciples everywhere they went. So why do you think that you are obsolete from that? You're not. As he worked with them in the Bible days, he is working the same way with us. Everywhere you go, the Lord is working, and he is with you. He's never left you. He's never forsaken you, and he's given you that promise. So now you need to accept it, submit to it, obey it, and walk in it, because he wants to do the same thing for you. But the thing is, you have not allowed him to. So I say today, move out of God's way. Why? Because God is working it out. So I'm going to sing this little song, and we're going to go back a long way. I remember this song as a little girl, and I pray that this message has benefited you in some type of way. It has opened something that has been locked up in you, and you will allow yourself to be free. So here we go. Jesus can work it out if you let him. Jesus can work it out. Jesus can work it out if you let him. Jesus can work it out. Work it out. Work it out. Jesus can work it out. Work it out. Jesus can work it out. Work it out. Jesus can work it out. Work it out. Oh, work it out. This problem that I have, I could not think to solve. I turned it over to the Lord, and he worked it out. Oh, yes, Jesus can work it out. 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 There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Back to you, Minister Robin.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Power, wonder-working power, glory to God. I'm sitting in here, and I am just shouting up a storm. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Minister Tiffany. Hallelujah. Let go and let God, people. That's what we are going to do. Let him be in charge. Minister Kathy, I'm going to bring you to the line in a few minutes, but I want to thank you, Evangelist Tiffany, for that powerful, powerful word. Indeed, we are going to let the Lord be in charge. Let him work it out for us. So at this time, Minister Kathy, will you please come forward and bring before the Lord our prayer request, because we know he's going to work it out. Can you hear me, Minister Kathy? Minister Kathy, are you there?
I am here. I am here. Can you hear me?
Amen. Take it away, sis. God bless you.
Praise God. Praise God. Thank God for a powerful word today. And I tell you, what a word to encourage our hearts to allow him to work it out in our lives. So let's go to the throne of God. We'll take all of our prayer requests, everything that have been laid out before the Lord, before him, because we know that he is the author and the finisher of our faith. He is indeed the one that can truly work it out. Hallelujah. Father, we come before you now in the name of Jesus. We bless you for this wonderful opportunity, this day that you've given unto us to cause us to see the dawning of a new day. God, we got up. We have the activity of our limbs. We can speak out of our mouths, God. We can move our bodies. We thank you for being so good to us today. We bless you, God, because there's nobody else like you. Nobody else that can love us like you can. Nobody else that can wrap your arms around us and cause us to feel such an appreciation. Father, I thank you today that you are with us. Thank you, Jesus, that you are with us today. We thank you because you are Jehovah Shammah. We thank you that you're the God that's in our situation. You're right there. And I thank you, God, for everyone that is on this prayer line today. Remind us, Lord God, that you said you'd never leave us, never forsake us. You'd always be there. And today, God, I thank you. We give you praise, honor, and glory, oh, God, because you are with us and you are working out our situation. You're working out the circumstances, the things that we don't even see and understand. We just submit to you and we say, God, work it out. Hallelujah. Bless you, Lord God, for everyone that is on this prayer line today. May their hearts be lifted. May their hearts be encouraged, God, by your service. Even bless Minister Tiffany, God, that has given out of her heart today. Share what you put in her spirit today to encourage your people. And I pray, Lord God, that you give back to her. Encourage her heart, God, even the more. In the name of Jesus, for all the sacrifices, all the things that she does, God, that others don't even know. I pray that you would encourage her today to let her know, God, even in those things that she has not even spoken of, that you're working it out. Hallelujah. And we bless you, Lord God, for those that are on our prayer list, Lord God. We thank you for working it out for Burke Dickinson, Lord God. We thank you for working it out for Johnny Waters, Walters, Lord God. We thank you for working it out for Fannie Jones, Lord God. Evangelist Gwen, Lord God. Papa Preston, Lord God. The Chavis family, Lord, we thank you for working it out for all of these, Lord God, that are in need of your help. Oh, God, and those that I can't even speak on right now that are on our list, we lay them before you. We thank you that you are Jehovah Jireh. Yes, you are. You are the one that provides everything that we need. You know how to work out the finances. You know how to work out everything else that is needed in the lives of your people. Thank you that you are Jehovah Rapha. You know how to work out the healing. Hallelujah, that each of these are on our prayer list need today. We bless you for it now. We give you praise. We give you glory, God. We submit to the great I am, and that is you. You are the Alpha and the Omega. You're the one that can do all things. You can complete the process, God, even in us. And as we submit ourselves to you, oh, God, for you to work it out, we submit our flesh to you, and we lay ourselves on the altar before you. We die to what we think should happen, and we say, Father, have your way. You get the glory out of our lives. And so we bless you, Lord God, for this Work It Out Wednesday. Help us to go about our day today with the that mindset that you are indeed working it out. Hallelujah. And even as we prepare, God, to go to Extravaganza, I pray for everyone that shall be traveling there. Thank you for traveling mercy, safety, Lord God, on the airplane, on the roadway. We thank you, oh God, that you get us there safe in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord God, that not only will we get what we need to get while we're there, but we will have a wonderful time of fellowship while we're there as well. And those that could not be there, Lord, I pray, Lord God, that we will be able to share the experience with them so that they will also experience what is going on at Extravaganza. We bless you for our founders. We thank you, Lord God, for the founders of Artists International. Continue to lead them and direct them and guide them. Bless you, Lord God, for Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa. We thank you, God, for these servants of you that have absolutely submitted to your call and your purpose. And thank you for the stretch, Lord God, that you have caused them to cause us to walk in. We bless you for mentors, Lord God, those that can help us in this time. And we give you praise. We give you glory. We seal this prayer now with the blood of Jesus. And we thank you for doing it now in Jesus' name. Work it out for us. It is our prayer. Amen. Back to you, Minister Robin.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Minister Kathy, for that powerful, powerful prayer. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Minister LaShawn, for greeting the people. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Minister Benita, for opening us up in prayer. And my Tiffany, Evangelist Tiffany, thank you, thank you, thank you for the word. Work it out, work it out, work it out. Let our God be in charge. And Father, we just thank you for that, Lord. We are going to let you work out everything in our lives. And to the Master Call family, we love you. We bless you. We thank you for being on this call. So go out, family, knowing that your God is in charge, knowing that the Lord is working it out on your behalf. And we will speak with you tomorrow in the morning. God bless each and every one of you. Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.